listening to the Singled Out Podcast with
Becky,
Brenda,
and Maria.
Three single gals living it up in the Midwest. We will tackle raw, real-life topics that people face no matter what stage of life we're in. Our goal is to shatter the stereotypes of being single and help you live your best life now.
Summer is in full swing, and we're here to bring you episode 13, the final episode in our travel series. So no more excuses, plan that epic trip.
Adventure is calling your name. Wherever your travels take you, remember to be safe, have fun, and make some memories.
So what's somewhere that you would like to go and you find interesting, but you're not sure you quite have the guts to, like, I mean, some people would say Israel, because, you know, it's pretty crazy over there, but.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it's, you kind of got to be smart about it, I think, if you go over there, you know, know what parts are safe and not, and go with somebody that knows what's going on.
And I've always wanted to visit, like, Egypt and see, like, the pyramids, which I've heard it's just really sad how the city's encroaching, like, super close. Well, not super close, but, I mean, you can see the city from the pyramids. Yeah, I don't know if I'd ever really go there.
Let's go to the desert. Yay.
Well, I'm going to be in the desert in Israel.
That's true.
Like, what would you do to spend 2 days touring Jerusalem, so that's super cool. I can't, I don't know where I would be scared of to go.
Not necessarily scared, fear, but like, just like, I don't know. Well, maybe it is a little fear, but.
I think it's just with whatever's going on in that country or area.
I think a lot of the Asian countries, because I've been to Europe so much, so I feel pretty comfortable about their customs, and it's pretty, like, fairly similar to ours, but there's still some differences. But you get into Asia, and I'm like, I have no idea. Like, you've been to the Philippines, but I'm like, if you get into, like, Thailand, and although I was talking to someone that's been over there, and they're like, yeah, everything's so cheap, and people are nice, but I'm just like, I don't know, like, I don't, maybe I just don't know enough about their culture and, like, everything that's there that I would feel comfortable going.
I think it's just and who you go with. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I would
if
go
someone,
by myself.
I think if I went, it would be someone that's been there that kind of knows. I'd feel a little better, but it would be different. And all, like, the weird foods they have, I don't know if I'd be adventurous enough to try some of that. But and like India, I don't know. It wouldn't be at the top of my list, anyways.
I'd want to go to Singapore only because cats there. Cats there, and I mean, it's super clean. Like, they have, I think they actually, or someone I've heard, I mean, they keep it pretty clean. Like, it's like law.
Oh, okay. And I've heard Japan is kind of like that, too. But I've heard Japan, I think Japan, like, Japan and their more countryside seems like it would be really pretty. But I don't know that I'd have the guts. Maybe it's just because it's so boring to me.
There's a lot of places I want to go, but I would love to go to Hawaii, too, but I don't know of one that would, I would feel intimidated going to.
I think probably more of the islandy, like Fiji or something.
Oh, Fiji would be cool. But it's just so expensive to go there.
Like, hey, get off the airport and take a jeep ride, I don't know, whatever, bus ride.
Is it the fact that it's just like an island?
Outskirts, yeah.
Like, and you can, and there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know.
Well, what about Hawaii? You've been to Hawaii.
Yeah, but it's America.
Oh. Wow. You just don't want to go to a foreign land where that has, like...
That's like rainforesty. Yeah.
Oh, it's just secluded.
Yeah. You know, I was scared of going to Mexico.
Oh, that is actually one place. That's one place I've heard of. And I actually wouldn't really want to go. I have heard if you stay in the
resorts
that you're safe, but I've heard so many stories of people just.
Yeah, like, I mean, if I knew Spanish, like, if I knew the language, I wouldn't be so intimidated to a country where I was going. But I mean, pretty much. I mean, I've just been in Europe, really. Yeah. So.
But there are definitely people that will take advantage of you if they know you're tourists.
Yeah.
Like, my boss went, and he was getting gas, and it was so many pesos, like 500 pesos, and he turned around and looked back, and it was 800 pesos. He's like, wait a minute. Yeah.
Oh,
like, they will, and then, like,
they changed the pump?
Yeah, they changed the number on the pump. Yeah. Okay. And then, like, he got a ticket on the way to the airport, and you basically have to pay the cops off. Like, that's what you have to do to get out of it, or they'll take you to jail. Or they'll threaten to take you to jail anyways. Or, like, our friend went, and they were riding scooters or something, and they got stopped by a cop saying that it was illegal to ride scooters or something like that. And so they had to pay off the cop, basically. Yeah, and this is something we found out in Croatia, too, is just, like, law enforcement in other countries aren't like our law enforcement. Mm. Like, they don't just, it's not just, okay, they're good, they're cops, they're here to protect you, they're here to be safe. Some of them might be, but a lot of them are more corrupt than you think they would be. It's just a different system.
Oh, that's kind of safe. Be safe.
Yeah. Be safe. Tell someone where you're going. Mm. Be with people is more, I don't know that I could travel somewhere alone. I didn't know alone. Like, if I wasn't going somewhere to meet somebody that I knew, it would be hard. I don't like traveling alone. Mm. I mean, plus you're at the airport and you have your bags or whatever, and you have to go to the bathroom, and you have to take all your bags with you. If you're with your friends, you can be like, hey, watch my bag so I go to the bathroom. You don't have to take your, you know, everything that you own in the bathroom.
That's funny.
Yeah, or you have another set of eyes looking at the gate, like, change.
Yeah.
You know, what time is it?
Sorry, that reminded me of the movie Airplane. You've never seen it, Brenda?
No.
Oh my gosh, we should play a little bit of it. It's like,
Made me watch it. I was like, oh,
it's hilarious. Baby. So there's this one scene where they keep changing the gate. So it's like, this flight's leaving at gate B1, and then they go for B2, so basically they just keep running down the airport, and then they're running back. It's hilarious.
It's crazy.
It's just one of those movies that's like, punchline after punchline after punchline. It's really funny. They're like, oh my gosh, I just have to show you some of it. It's really funny.
Okay. So what piece of advice would you give single people about traveling? Is this like single people traveling alone?
Or? Well, just as a single person that wants to travel, what would you say to them?
I'd say you can.
Yeah.
I mean, if you plan for it, if you want it. And then, you know, a point that we were wanting to make, you said something like, you know, yes, it's going to cost money, but it's going to cost a lot of money, but you got to weigh, like,
right,
yeah, yeah, don't be afraid to spend money, you know, money comes and goes, but, you know, memories last forever.
Yeah, it's going to cost money, but yeah, it's going to be worth it because, you know, money is money. You can make more money later.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just save money, and you're not, I mean, it's just sitting there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously,
you want responsible. Yeah, right. Yeah. Responsible, have a savings, and, you know,
pay your bills.
Plan, and, yeah. But it's money, so it's just like, you know, live your life.
I don't really remember, like, the strain of money going, you know, after the trips are done. I mean, when my mom and I cruised, like, we went on the excursions at 5 different islands, and
wow,
so it was kind of like, oh right, those are probably $100 a pop ish and so, except for the dolphins, was $200, so it was like, okay, well, we probably spent more on excursions than we did on the actual cruise. So, but like, now I don't really remember, like, you know, the stretching of, I don't know what
afterwards,
yeah, the pain of paying,
because most of it you pay up front,
Well, that's
just, yeah, and if I'm you can do things, like we said, if you do things like on a payment plan or you start saving, you just do things in increments. Okay. And so it's not like you have to have the cruise paid at once, all of your flights done at once. So you just break things up, and it's really doable. And I would tell somebody, like, to have the confidence to go do it. You know, do research. If you're going across seas, do research on customs and what you're allowed to take in and not, and probably have a general understanding of how the laws work over there, or what to do or not to do, and where you're going. But just have the confidence and go somewhere, whether it's a car trip like Maria just went on.
Get some friends. Plan. Oh, well, if you think, and I've been thinking about this lately, like, because I'm trying to figure out how much money I want to take on the cruise and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about your living expenses, if you're at home, I mean, you can spend, you don't have to spend a lot, but typically spend, like, I mean, this is probably higher than usual, but if you spend like $100 a week and you're going to be gone for 2 weeks, like that's $200 you already have.
Right.
That you didn't take with you that you're not going to use because you're here. You're not going to use in your groceries or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice thing about the cruise, you don't have to pay for food.
Cruises are amazing.
I'm so full. Like, I don't want to eat for a week.
There's buffets everywhere. almost the entire day.
So you don't have to buy that, you know. And you really could, like really, I don't really have to spend any money if I didn't want to.
Right.
You just go on the cruise. You don't do any excursions.
I mean, when we get off the boat, you can just go to the beach or just walk around town in the Bahamas or on the islands that we're stopping at. And you can just get off and go do local things. You wouldn't have to spend money. You can eat on the boat before you get off and when you get back on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have a little fun.
Yeah. So I think that's what I was going to say. Just don't be afraid to grab some people and dream a little bit about where you can go and see what you can, and maybe ask some other people that have traveled. And see what you can do. I mean, especially since you're single, like I mentioned before, you know, my cousin that's married and has kids, like she's like, you get to go all these places. I mean, this is the time to do it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. This is living your best life now.
Yeah. Like, if that's something you want to do, I mean, some people don't really care about traveling, but I think it's good to see other cultures and other places why you can do it, why you have more freedom to do it. I mean, you can do it when you're married. But, yeah, you meet different people. You never know who you're going to meet on the road.
I like what you said about you're not going to have your expenses while you're home. So, like, I'm going to be gone 2.5 weeks back to back. And so it's, like, other than my utilities, like, my, you know, just your general
and even your utilities, like you're not going to be there as much to use, you know.
Yeah.
So they might be a little cheaper.
So I'm not spending gas or food, you know, all of that. So it's...
Yeah, have fun, live your life, and do it while you still can. Right, right. Saying that, do it while you still can. Like you don't have a life after.
Right, and that's just silly too.
Yeah,
because I mean, that's probably another flip side of it. Is you know you could travel more when you're single, but you can still do things together and the family. Like I remember we saw some. Oh, it was the Expedition Unknown, I think, and he. The guy visited someone in Egypt.
Oh, yeah.
And they had their family on a boat. Like, they had this baby on a boat in Egypt just hanging out. And I was like, dang, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty gutsy. Not very many people would do that. Yeah. You know? So I think it's just a lifestyle. If that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You figure out how to do it. And I have a friend at work. Her husband has a business. I think a construction business. So he would put everything on that he would, all the supplies that he would buy, he would put it on a card for points. So they could take free trips different places,
that's
you know.
Cool.
So there's different things you can do like that if you have the opportunity to do it.
Yeah. Just don't let your quote-unquote status be an excuse of what you can and cannot do.
Yeah, whether you're single or married. Like,
Whatever. Just
or have kids or...
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you have to be probably a little more responsible because you're taking care of a human being.
You know, need a stroller,
but you
whatever.
Can still, you know, if it's something you can do
doable.
And plan, you can.
Yeah, if you plan it right, then
it's possible.
It just depends on what you really want. Like, if you really want to go, you're going to find a way to do it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to go, then you're just going to find an excuse.
Right. Yeah, people say, I wish I could go on all these trips I could go on. Okay, do it. You can plan ahead. There's ways to make it work, so.
Plan the time off, plan the money part.
Set a date and do it. Another tip I would say is there's so many blogs out there, like, you know, you just search Google, but you can look on Pinterest too for traveling. People will tell you good things to pack, what to know, where you're going. I mean, even in the U.S., but overseas.
I did that a lot for our trip when we went to
Europe. You watched a lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah, every night before we went. Let's see what they have to say. Especially the food ones.
That was our main focus, our main drive. Like, where can we eat?
Food should
we eat?
Hungry.
Lungosh. Oh my gosh.
If you're going to hungry, you have to have
fried bread with sour cream and cheese.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds so disgusting, good. But it's the greatest thing ever.
Y'all are drooling over here.
Hey, it was worth the trek, the walk.
The midnight? Well, maybe it was.
Yeah.
No, it was probably about midnight when we went.
It was big as my face.
Yeah.
Which was bigger.
I couldn't even finish
it. I couldn't finish it. It was so good.
That's what I love about cruises is the food.
Yeah,
like,
the last one we went on the food this week.
Yeah.
But this one I think is going to be
It's going to be a lot better. But yeah, the Carnival Cruise, like, had Guy Farrar's burger and fries. Mm-hmm. Like
this one I think is going to be Johnny Rockets.
Oh, sweet. They're like, all you can eat. You just go up and get a burger and fries, yeah. And then they have a toppings bar. And then I would always get, after dinner, I would always go get the pizza. Is it Pirates Pizza or something like that? But
what's your favorite thing about traveling? Why do you like to travel?
I like travel. I don't know. It's you break up the mundane. I don't want to say life is mundane, but, you know, the everyday. Get to see some. I love seeing new places.
Something to look forward to. Seeing new people.
Something to look forward to, but really, like, different cultures. Like, my favorite thing is going to sound silly. My favorite thing to do when I travel is go to the grocery store.
Really?
I love going to the grocery store.
You are a foodie.
Everything's so different. I'm like, I wonder what this is. This looks like butter. No, I think it's...
What kind of chips are these?
Yeah, what flavor is this? I remember in Warsaw, we were looking for some sort of spice. Of course, I don't know, it's Polish, so we were looking at the picture like, I think that looked like oregano. Is this oregano? Like, Google, what is oregano in Polish? Or, it was just fun. Different teas. I don't know. I love going to the grocery store.
Oh, man. Remember when we went in Poland and we had to get all our chocolate? We got, like, all that. It was, like, $50 in just chocolates. And we had to take, like, most of it out of our suitcase because it was too heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we prayed. I bought a scale.
Yeah.
One thing, the best investment you could ever make is to buy a luggage scale.
Yes.
Really?
Because
if you don't want to go overboard on your weight.
Especially if you know you're going to get a lot of souvenirs.
Well, another tip is, the weight of your luggage. The airport will charge you extra, but if you're going on a cruise, then they charge you extra if your luggage is over.
Oh, I didn't know
that. And I found that out. Like, I think I paid $75 at the airport for my extra luggage on my first cruise because, well, my ride had already left, and so what am I supposed to do? Like, I can't take anything out, and so, like, well, I guess I'm going to have to pay.
And then
I think it was $75, and then...
I didn't know that for
about... And then the cruise, if you're over your luggage or your weight limit, then they potentially could charge you too. And I think they didn't, but I was just like, oh, I felt so defeated out when I got to the cruise, but I don't think they ended up charging me.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, those luggage scales saved us because we were able to, and we were like,
point one,
49.59, like
49.9.
I think one of them was like right there. Luckily, we could put most of the heavier things in our carry-on, but then we had to carry it. So, yeah. I had, like, all my Starbucks coffee mugs in my bag. I got, like, six of them in there.
Oh, no.
And all my chocolate.
Oh, I have another. Okay, this is just stateside, but a good tip that I learned while I was there. I didn't get to utilize it, but just as an FYI for later on. So I went to Hawaii last year, and, of course, I overpacked. My backpack and my suitcase. I had no room. And weight wasn't the issue. I just didn't have any room. So I read somewhere that some people would buy, like, a flat rate box. And you could put stuff in it. Things that, like, you know, the jams or whatever that I wanted to buy really bad, but I couldn't. Just to put it in the box, flat rate box, and then ship it to yourself.
If you know you're going to get heavier souvenirs.
Yeah. Dang it.
You'd have to do it in the U.S. though. For
That's why I was stateside. But that was a really good tip.
And I would say one of my tips is always take about half of what you think you're going to need. Especially on a cruise.
Yeah, on a cruise, I would come back. Every time I come back, I don't wear half my suitcase.
Yeah.
Take half of what you think you need and take twice the money.
That's good.
Yeah.
Cash. That's a good tip. I concur.
My mom was like, when we went on our cruise, she's like, didn't you wear that yesterday? I was like, yep.
Well, like, you get back from excursions and then you shower and then you go to dinner. So you try to dress up for dinner.
Yeah.
But then you change right after dinner to go run around to all the different activities.
And then you have your theme nights.
Yeah, the theme nights. I don't think I'm going to mess with our theme nights this year. Cause
I might do 80s.
I might do an 80s t-shirt. Depends on how much time I have next week. But, I don't know what to say, but I bought, like, too much stuff for theme nights. Like, we had a white night one time and a white dance party, and we had a cowboy dress up or like a country dress up thing, and I was like, I'm not dressing up for all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can dress up a little nicer. They'll have gala nights and stuff like that, so you can dress nicer, but you really will never wear all the clothes that you
do. Well, and like, it was funny because the last time when we went in the formal night, I think we were dressed up for like 2 hours maybe at the most.
Right.
Maybe not even that.
Yeah, we dressed up for dinner and then took pictures.
Because then we had our concert, so we're like, I'm not wearing this to the concert.
Right.
You know? And people, you don't even have to dress up.
Right.
For the formal. Like, people worry about, like, do I need to bring up a prom dress or something, or like a ball gown? I'm like, don't bring a ball gown unless you really want to, I guess, but it's not worth it.
You're not out of place if you don't do it.
Right. You're not gonna, like, there's some people that just don't even dress up at all, really.
Right.
It's nice to kind of dress up a little bit if you
And some cruises say that you have to dress up for dinner or you can't wear shorts or flip flops, but I mean, you can just eat at the buffet. You don't even have to go in the dining rooms.
Yeah, but the dining rooms do have good food. And the one thing that some people don't know is you can order more than one.
Yes, you can order more than one entree.
Yes.
I didn't find that out until like the fourth day of my first cruise.
Are you kidding?
So if you're I was so torn between like the fried chicken and then whatever else.
I ordered everything.
And I was like, and then you can have multiple desserts. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, you don't have to do just like one of each course.
I'll take one of everything.
Yeah. I was saying to my friend, I was like, can I try a little bit of what you ordered? And she's like, no, you can't have it. And I was like, order two. And I was like, you can do that? It was the best. You can order two. Oh, and the best thing about cruises is the ice cream machine.
Yes, so we have this thing where anytime you pass the ice cream machine, you have to get ice cream.
Yeah.
That's our...
Yes. I have so many pictures of my ice cream cones.
And we'd be like,
our cruise.
We'd be like, oh, I need to go back this direction. We're like, well, let's take a little detour.
Yeah.
I think we need to go this way.
Right. Yeah, when we're trying to go to the other side of the boat, we went up to the food pool deck or whatever. And like,
remember
so we could walk by the ice cream machine.
Remember we were like, maybe we should just get a bowl. We got a bowl from the dining room.
Oh, yeah. I finally just started getting those coffee cups and spoons.
Coffee cups.
I was like,
you get more.
Like, the last day of the cruise, I was like, why didn't I think of this earlier? So at breakfast, I took one of those big, like, you know, like the hospital, like those coffee cups, the plastic kind. I just took like a coffee cup and a spoon from breakfast. And I went like...
You just filled it up.
Filled it up with the ice cream. I know. It was the last day. We had to just fill it up. Yeah.
I'm like, man, I'm so full. And then you're like, oh, an ice cream.
I know somebody like who went on a diet before the cruise to lose weight that she was going to gain on the cruise.
Yeah.
I was like... And people were like, why are you losing weight? Like, you're so skinny, you don't need to lose weight. It's because all the food I'm going to eat on the cruise.
You can do that after.
Yeah. You have to enjoy the rest of your trip. You can't sleep. You know, but sometimes you're like, I just got to sleep this off. I'm so full. So.
Well, aren't a lot of the places like 24/7?
The cruise isn't completely 24/7, but... The buffets are open, like they'll have breakfast buffets, lunch buffets,
and then until like 1 in the morning.
Yeah, 1 or 2 a.m., yeah. There's always food.
I mean, you do so much, you're going to be tired.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing about cruises, like, they're fun, but like I said, you're so tired because you're just running. And you just have to be ready that it's not.
Like, we would get back from excursions and be so hungry, and so we would eat, like... The guy's burger and fries and then a pizza and then we'd go shower and change and then be dinner time. We're not even hungry, but we would go to eat. Like, give me food.
But you're running around so much too,
yeah, there's
more
a
than
lot
you're
of
used
running.
To. So you're and you're probably burning off some of the calories.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun. Plan. Have fun. You can go do these trips. You know, there's nothing limiting you but you.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Say that again.
There's nothing limiting you but you.
And maybe money, but you can plan for it.
Well,
it's doable. Everything is doable.
I mean, that's with anything in life. If you plan for it, then don't
worry. I should make a shirt. I work so I can travel.
Oh, there is
I work to support my travel addiction. No. Yeah, grab a friend and go.
Grab a friend.
Super fun. And the memories that you make are, you know, they're gonna last your lifetime. And
yeah.
You get closer with that person unless you don't travel well together.
And find out who you work together with well. And
yeah, I would say know the people you go with and make sure that you get along really well. Or
because you find out if you would want to travel again.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You're a great travel buddy.
Yeah,
find out really quick.
Okay. Yeah. Traveling doesn't need to be stressful. We don't need to yell about where we're going and how we're getting there and being in a hurry.
Yeah, just relax and go with the flow.
Thanks for tuning into this episode. Come socialize with us on Facebook and Instagram, or email us at thesingle.podcast@gmail.com. Until next time, friends, get out there and live your best life now.
I think we should ask people to share some of their stories.
If you're still with us.
So share with us on Instagram or Facebook some of your stories of where you've been and
tips and tricks.
Yeah, maybe tips and your ticks and your
ticks and
dongles.
Your dongle equipment. And now we've come full circle.